Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are doing football. Coming up next, the ways we're already paying for college athletes. But Seahawks got some big news today.
Yeah.
I see here where their center, Connor Williams, started every game for him, only 27, retired.
Yeah, this is...
right out of the blue.
This is bizarre. So he was ruled out of practice the last handful of days due to personal reasons, and they say this has nothing to do with the knee. He tore his ACL. It was a bad one in Miami. It was a multiple ligament injury, but he fought hard, came back, and he hasn't been playing very well. Certainly not to the level that he was, and people thought maybe that was to do with the knee, but Mike McDonald said that this has nothing to do with the knee. He said that this is a personal thing, and he also said that he does not believe there is any chance that he unretires. He said this is permanent, that he's going to respect his wishes, and they said that he's, quote, going through some things. So, you know, he was a nice player, not the player that he was before the knee, but you got to wonder if this happened in the middle of the season to the point where he's having to take time off and has now decided to permanently retire, who knows what issues he's going through, but you wonder that probably had a bigger impact on his play because he has not been good than the knee. We all assumed he just wasn't right with the knee, but obviously something else is going on. So, you know, you wish him all the best. He played 6 years, so obviously he made a little money. He was a second-round pick out of Texas, and you just hope that whatever he's going through, he can figure out.
Well, Seahawks have had kind of a rough go of it here.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the McDonald?
Yeah.
McDonald hire. And then I thought they got kind of screwed by the scheduling czars. Would they have like three games in
13 or 12 days, something like that,
which was brutal. Yeah. But they really seem to have not recovered from that.
No, and the offensive line,
It's been real bad. Their center retires,
and he hasn't been very good. The right tackle, look, outside of Charles Cross, who is a really good left tackle, and you know me, I like the Seahawks. I thought Seattle was going to be a 10-win team. I thought this was a playoff team. And I really like Geno Smith. I still like Geno Smith. I think he should be your quarterback going forward. I think he's a poor man's Matthew Stafford. Outside of Charles Cross, this may be the worst offensive line in the NFL. And, you know, Abe Lucas, we'll see if that makes a difference. You would hope it would. But when you have a quarterback that really is a pocket guy and needs play action, he's not able to overcome this O-line. And then the other disappointing part, too, is just the defense. I really thought that bringing in McDonald would make a monster difference, and it hasn't. I mean, my God, you got rid of both of your starting linebackers that you brought in free agency to be your starting linebackers. They're both gone. One traded and one just cut. So this has not been
weird.
Yeah, this has not been the transition that we thought. And Devin Weatherspoon, who was this huge impact rookie for you, and when you look at his metrics, he's still having a nice year. But you would think that a guy like Mike McDonald was going to unlock him and really kind of like allow him to make more big plays. He's just been a solid defender, but really hasn't made any sort of impact. So it's to say that this has been a disappointing year as someone that thought Seattle was going to be better. I'm not going to say it's the biggest disappointment in the NFL, and I'm not saying that like I'm writing them off and saying that they can't get this on the right track, but in a very, very winnable division, and to be 4-5 at this point and still kind of slugging through some things and be 2-4 at home, they are one of the bigger disappointments in the NFL.
They've lost 5 of 6.
Yeah, it's not good.
And then the one win was at Atlanta, and they looked great.
Yeah. Well, and that goes back to the one thing that Atlanta doesn't do, and I get a lot of, like, Geno Smith sucks. He does not. He just – this is a – again, Stafford, if you want to go with a golf, they need to play in structure, and they need to play behind an O-line. And they're just not capable of – from an offensive standpoint and from a quarterback standpoint, to overcome battle line play. It's really hard to do. And the one thing that Atlanta doesn't do, Atlanta has one of the worst pass rushes, period, end of story, in the NFL. So when you can't get after Geno Smith, dude, he will slice and dice you. But if you play a team that can heat you up a little bit and there's no threat to do anything else, Seattle's offense ends up looking very, very average. And so I think that's why that Atlanta game was kind of the shining light in that. And if they could just protect even to an average level, I really think there's some good aspects of the Seattle offense to like, but they just can't overcome the bad play up front.
Falcons also had 3 turnovers in that game. That helped. Yeah. But now they go to play San Francisco. That's no good. I don't know which team is going to try to blow it more. The Niners or the Seahawks?
Well, and now McCaffrey back, you would assume that they're going to start kind of focusing in. And
well, Bosa is hurt.
Kittle's questionable.
Bosa's questionable. Yeah. Kittle's questionable. And then Trent Williams is questionable, too.
Yeah.
Three of their best players.
It's two big ones because you're in San Francisco and then you got Arizona. And Arizona right now is starting to look pretty good. And you know what Arizona does real well right now is run the ball. And that would scare the hell out of
their
me.
Their schedule's rough.
It's tough.
I mean, Niners, Cards. And then they get to play the Jets. It's in New York. Should win.
Yep.
But it's a road game. And then at Arizona. So they got Arizona in 2 of the next 4. And then they finish with Green Bay, Minnesota. They play the Bears, who are a mess. Yep. And then the Rams. And that's it.
And the Rams may be playing for something. We'll see. I think the Rams and Seattle both are pretty big disappointments. And the Rams have just been devastated by injury. Seattle a little bit. It's just I thought both of those teams would be a little bit better, and there's Arizona sitting there at 6-4. I mean, it is a very winnable division, and there's wild cards to be had if you just kind of pull your head out. I'm just at this point, I do not think, if I'm looking into the crystal ball, I do not think Seattle is a playoff team at this point. I don't know how they get it.
It's not all McDonald's fault. Some of it, you know, you got to get better offensive linemen in there.
Yeah. You know, and
what's that guy's name? John Schneider.
Yes.
The offense was ripping.
Figured it out.
It's not good. I mean, them and the Bears. And look, there's just, it takes a really special quarterback or it takes a really good coordinator to mask battle line play. And right now, Seattle doesn't have the type of quarterback, even though I think he's very good. And so far, they have not had a scheme to work around it. Whereas you look at like Washington came into this season. Most people had, including Pro Football Focus, they had the Washington offensive line as the worst in the NFL, and they've done a really, really nice job of mitigating a bad O-line. Sean Payton makes his O-line really, really good makes up for deficiencies because of scheme. Seattle does not. In fact, I think Seattle kind of does the opposite at times, and that's disappointing. Mm-hmm. You got a first-year coordinator, never been in the NFL before. And then you didn't go out and like when your big addition was Connor Williams and then he retires in the middle of the damn year and hasn't been playing well anyways. And you know, that's not good. And both of your right tackles have been in and out, you know, between Abe Lucas and Fant, and both of your guards have just been.
So Connor Williams, starting center, Seahawks.
I just hope he
retires.
I hope he, you know, whatever he's going through.
Personal reasons.
Yeah. I hope he figures it out.
They're keeping it private. So the 5th round pick. Last year, Oluwatimi, is that his name?
Yeah, the kid out of Michigan.
He's sliding in there.
So, we'll
see. He'll be good.
You got to figure something out. Can he play guard and tackle? If you know, sometimes you're playing poker and you just throw all your cards in. You're like, it's like a bad move. You're like, you're just playing five card. You're like, I'm going to keep one. That's the Seattle offensive line right now. If they were dealing cards.
Draw four, please.
Yeah, you're drawing four. You're only keeping one. Charles, you can stay the rest of you clowns.
I need a new hand.
Just give me four new cards, and it can't be any worse than what I've been
I'll keep
dealt.
My face card, and I need all new ones.
Yes.
All right, next, the ways we're already paying for college athletes on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.